Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives, in our politics, and in our spiritual lives. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. I'll be joined tonight by Ann Ortley and Mark Wolfe, though they may be coming in a bit later. Tonight, the sun is in Pisces, Venus is close, the sun is at 11 Pisces, Venus at 5 Pisces, and they are both approaching a conjunction to Neptune in the next few weeks. We're getting that soft, slow, drifty time of year, the Pisces time, especially as the Pisces planet conjunct Neptune. When we get to dream our garden, dream the seeds for the next life, dream what's going on and anywhere we want to build it. It's not quite time to plant those seeds in our garden or elsewhere. The new moon in Pisces, which is not this Saturday, but the following one, will be a wonderful time to actually start seedlings, but also to begin the dynamics of planting seeds of ideas and books and new relationships and really begin to grow in fertile juiciness, the next phase. Now, the gift of this Pisces lineup can be, I think I see Mark Wolfe. Mark, are you joining
us? Hello, Heather.
Wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Wonderful. We were just talking about the Piscean fogginess that's been taking on and this time of year when we're in this foggy realm, I'm seeing a lot more, just in time for the CPAC convention. It's a return to projection. On a good day, it's visioning, and on a bad day, it's getting stuck in our illusions and visioning and lost in our hopes and fears rather than figuring out what's actually going on. So we're returned back to that fogginess of the last year. Have you noticed that this week?
Yeah, and when it's on the illusion side of things, it can be very compelling.
Mm-hmm.
The mind doesn't want to wake up and look at reality.
Mm.
Which is, it kind of fits with the season,
Mm-hmm.
The worst of winter is over, and
mm-hmm.
there's kind of a part of us that doesn't want to let go.
Right. And,
the days are
totally
getting longer.
Right. And the snow doesn't want to let go out here in Montana, where I'm calling from. And we see that mix in here of that illusion, and if it's the time of year when we can do that, where we can drift and dream and wait and imagine and work on our long-term projects, it's great. If we're trying to get stuff done, it may feel like we're still slogging through the slush and have a little trouble seeing far ahead. It's also a low energy time of year, this in the dark of the moon of Pisces, where a lot of elders or people with long-term illnesses fade out. I've already lost two friends this month, in the last week, both of who had long-term illnesses. Have you noticed that it's this time of year, and both of my parents died in February, and that it's just, one at the very end of February, one in the middle, that it's just kind of below, there's not much vital energy coming from the sun. So if you don't have it, it's can be a time to ease out. But for the most of us, we're healthy. It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the last few days of Mars and Taurus, I'm enjoying on March 3rd, which is Wednesday, Mars goes into Gemini, and that'll be an interesting Gemini, and it's going to start to square all those Pisces planets. But how do you feel about Mars and Gemini, Mark?
Well, there's a lot of mischievous energy with Mars in Gemini. It's kind of the practical joker with no rules. You know,
that's true.
Mars in classically it doesn't do well in Gemini, but I think it actually does pretty well because it just lightens up and doesn't have to see everything through.
Yeah, it's not so Marsy.
Right, exactly. So
if you're trying to see something through, trying to see something through, it might take a little extra energy. If you want to let go of some old anger, you might find that things move faster. People get a little less stubborn. It's great to have Jupiter and Saturn both in Aquarius and Mercury in Aquarius. You know, it's kind of open-minded on a good day, but it's also, you know, Aquarius is a fixed air sign. And I always think of is a fixed air sign is a circle of people gathering together, sitting in a circle, and having a good conversation, which is on a good day, wonderful. But it's also, unless you are conscious about opening up that circle. And I thought Jane Fonda's conversation last night at the Golden Globes was talking about expanding that conversation and how important that is for artists to do, to, you know, expand our community that makes the decisions. But we're seeing it also in the stubbornness of, you know, trying to get the nominees, the cabinet posts through Congress and the Senate, which is how slow it's been going this year. So there's, you know, people get entrenched in their thoughts and habits. Mercury conjuncts Jupiter on Thursday. And that could be positive. I mean, the moon will go into Sagittarius and Mercury conjuncts Jupiter. And we may see some breakthroughs around that time.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of around that?
Well, I'm thinking of just some things becoming more clear in terms of social justice, things that need to be said. That there's a more straightforward energy to send it out there without judgment, without quarrel, just sort of stated as is. That's what I expect to see.
I hope so. I think you're right. One of the other pieces that I've noticed this week, and I can feel it in what my clients are calling about, is the sun is moving into an opposition to Vesta. And I see that as noticing where we, because when the energy is so low, noticing how we're spending our energy. Are we sacrificing ourselves for others? Are we sharing ourselves? And really looking at how we use our energy in a way that's both, you know, dedicated to help, you know, really connected to the world, and as fair to ourselves as we are to others, and seeing how we can create more balance with that.
I think in the particular situation we're in, it also raises the question of what am I doing at home? How long have I been home?
And that's not going to go well with Mars and Sagittarius, Mars and Gemini.
No, so there's going to be a lot of antsiness about getting out.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any warm weather at all, it's going to feel terrible.
It's going to feel terrible. And we can find constructive ways where everybody can walk outside 10 feet away from each other.
Right, exactly. You've got to keep that distance. But it's getting harder and harder. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Enough already.
Enough already. And it was a year ago next week that I was in New York teaching with you and Anne.
That's right.
And we watched New York was completely open the day I got there, and it was completely closed by the day I left, 1 week later.
Yeah.
And because of the...
And even over that weekend, we observed distance and cleaning and washing hands.
Oh, we were being so careful.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, I got stuck at the airport for 24 hours because of that earthquake in Salt Lake City and came home with COVID. So I'm feeling a little PTSD this week.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I want to travel. No, I don't, but I do, but I don't, but I do. You know, and I think a lot of us that caught it early are feeling that right now. We're coming back to the time of year when it all started. And
yeah.
How do you, we handle that in a way, you know, that we're, if we can play the next few months cleanly, we'll get over it and it'll be gone. Or it'll be, you know, not as much of a problem and handleable. So we just, you know, we, no matter how restless we are, we have to be careful and restless and go exploring in a clean and safe way. You know, always have to put those together rather than see them as either or, which will be interesting. And do you have any more comments that you'd like to make about Mercury caught between Saturn and Jupiter heading into a conjunction with Jupiter this week?
No, I think as usual, Mercury expands with Jupiter, and you know that's where I see expansion beyond just our own thoughts. So there's more of a social aspect to it. Because Aquarius brings out all the connections between people to become more clear, and Mercury shows how they work.
Yes. And, you know, that interesting conversation, like, how do we make things happen? You know, I've got the vision.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how am I going to make it happen? How do I Jupiter it and Saturn it at the same time?
Right.
Which will be interesting. I've had several clients that were born in 1980 when Jupiter and Saturn were also conjunct in Libra and are feeling that trying to them. And the ones, several that were born in 1960 with the other, with another Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. And they're just, they're on this year, the people that were born on, under those conjunctions, which happen roughly every 20 years.
20 years,
On the zero. And which has been really interesting to work with. Also that Saturn Uranus square that's cooking us all year long. It'll come and go. It's already moved past a degree for the moment as Saturn moves past, and Saturn's going to retrograde back and square Uranus again. Is the, you know, it's hard to settle into new patterns. So we're seeing that constant shift. I think there's that, to me, it speaks of how the workplace is undergoing earthquakes, not just the tectonic plates, but, you know, people aren't going to go back to where they were right before the pandemic.
No.
There's been a real change in Saturn. If you think of Saturn, one of the means, it was kind of like the suits. It's like the establishment, the work systems, the structures that are in place are going to have to go through a revolution this year.
Yep.
You know, it's not uncommon.
Yeah, it's not clear how it's going to work out.
Mm-mm. No, it's not. But it looks like the faster people can adjust and companies can adjust to the new normals and the new forms, the ones that are adjusting are doing really well. There are just some things that just can't adjust. All the acupuncturists I know, you know, that's something you can't do over the, you can teach, you can recommend herbs, but you can't, you can diagnose, but you can't do acupuncture treatments or massage treatments,
right?
Or
no.
So many of the other health. How is it going with you and teaching yoga?
Well, it's all Zoom at this point. Yeah, there. We in New York and anywhere that I know of, it's not allowed to have in-person classes yet. You can have some one-on-one contact, but not classes, not classrooms. So it's all Zoom.
How's that working for you?
It's okay. I prefer in-person. But there are certain things you can do with Zoom a little differently anyway. So it's kind of a nice break, but I'm going to be happy to go back to in person.
I bet. But you can get people. I occasionally take an African dance class from Santa Fe that I used to be part of and is still going on. You know, you can reach people for your specific niche in and reach a larger audience. Yeah.
Yes.
The trouble is everybody else is trying to do that too. But it feels like there's something powerful about that when you can.
Yeah.
So we've got a few people with their hands raised. Remember, hit one if you need that and want to talk to us. And let's start taking people and finding out how they're doing. And hello, area code 619-938. You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? Area code 619-938. You're on the air. Can we help you? They have dropped. Okay, so we'll skip them. And hello, area code 347-819. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Awesome.
Welcome.
February 12th, 1987, New York, New York, 2:02 p.m.
2 p.m. in New York. And what's your question?
Basically, like, work and health.
Okay. You mean what people really need to know this year? The two questions.
Yeah.
And so we see, I'm pulling up your chart, you are an Aquarius with Venus and in your sixth house of work and service. You were born close to the full moon, your Aquarius moon in Leo, with Cancer rising. And Jupiter natally up at the top of the chart where it wants to be. You've got both Jupiter and Mars in their own signs in the 10th house. What's the nature of your work?
Like an artist, activist.
Yeah, that's the artist, Jupiter in Pisces on the midheaven, activist, Mars in Aries in the 10th house.
Yeah.
Yes, both. This year, you've been going through a fairly private time. It looks to me like you know they're the kind of you're ramping up in your career, but the high point will be in a few years. This week, there's something that's going on for you this month that I can see where it's you're worried about your health, but you're just taking some time and really thinking out your priorities and maybe dealing with people who've had a loss as your progress. Conjunct Pluto.
Yes, I do. I'm very much an empath, so I'm tuning in big time to people in my life that are suffering right now.
So that's very Aquarian.
Yeah.
And how can we help you to remember that when you feel their pain for them.
Yeah.
You're increasing the pain in the world.
That
you're just feeling it instead of them.
Yeah.
Your job is to reduce the total suffering and increase the total joy, not double it by feeling it for them. How can you help in a way?
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. That's the big question. I have not figured out how to have the boundaries around that because it's not with intention that I feel it. You know,
you can't fix them either.
Yeah.
But you can help them feel less alone while they're going through it.
Okay. So to just be present.
Be present.
Okay.
And don't make them deal with your unhappiness about their unhappiness.
Okay. Yeah.
Because with that moon conjunct Pluto, you're going to be around unhappiness. That's just this brief. And to just be there with them and help them find their resources. But you can't fix them. You don't have any advice for them. They just have to go through this, and you can help them feel less alone when they do it.
Okay. Okay. And then do you see stuff for, romantic love? Because I've been sort of very resistant to all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as an empath, getting too close to someone means feeling all their pain for them with no boundaries.
Yeah.
And why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
It also looks like when you were growing up, when you're born on the full moon, it's often hard to be in the room with both mom and dad at the same time because they bring out such different sides of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't really had a model of what it's like to be in relationship and hear yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
So with Mars and Aries, your needs come first. Pluto is squaring your Mars 3 times this year. Your Mars is very strong. I would say it'll come, your relationship, but you have to begin to imagine what it would be like to be in relationship and still be able to hear yourself and hear your calling.
Okay.
And there's going to be a couple of questions around that this year. Just kind of think, how can we do it a both and, not an either or?
Yes.
Mark, what do you see with that?
Yeah, you have the typical empath challenges, and you do lose yourself in what you feel going on around you. But one of the things that you have to help you is a good connection between Saturn and Mars and your sun. And so always be looking for a step to take and let each step add up to something.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're doing that, you won't get lost. So even though sometimes steps are very small, just the ball of your foot on the tread, if it's a step, it counts.
Because
you know how you got there.
Okay.
Even if it's, you know, like 2 inches above where you just were, that's a finite 2 inches, and you don't have to go back. So have that in mind. That always be taking a step.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
And
Thank you.
I think your work is going to be growing in the years ahead. Really trying to find balance between your connection to other people and to your own passion and how to hear both at the same time. And then your work can take off. Okay.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you guys
so
much.
Have the confidence that as you do search for your passion and try to bring it into your actions with others, that they'll respond. There's a lot of respect where you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a lot of growing pains there for sure.
Mm.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. I so appreciate this. Thank you guys.
Thanks. Sure. Take care.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
And hello, area code 202-281. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I would love to quickly check out some synastry of a newbie.
Okay.
I'm March 5th, 1980.
Happy almost birthday.
Thanks.
And
1:29 a.m.
What was that again?
1:29 a.m. 1:29 a.m.
Okay.
In Philly, Pennsylvania.
And your newbie?
Newbie, May 10th, 1979.
Wait. Cancel. May 10th, 1979, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Time?
7:15 a.m.
And how new is the relationship?
Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Oh, super new. This is like someone I've met online dating. So I guess that's kind of all how it is these days.
I want to say to from the Dominican Republic, from you know an astrologer or people that are really astro interested, when they get the birth time out of someone and they haven't, and they're just beginning the relationship. The other way is if you hear something like a gunshot or an accident, everybody suddenly looks at their watch to know what time it is. You know, there's it's really
I've
funny when you're at a party
with
the phone.
For it. I've gotten better about asking for it. I just ask out and just say I'm an astrologer.
Right, and you know we're going to ask, you know, so
mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny. And you got so it looks like both of you are the Libra moons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my goodness, your moons are very close.
Very close.
Saturn on your Jupiter. Now, there's some real gift. I mean, your suns are sextile. That's sweet. Your friend has Venus and Mars in Aries on your Venus. Nice and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really nice energy here. One of the, you know, both of you can be a little competitive and can be a little feisty. So, if you know how to fight well, with the moon in Libras, you don't really want to fight. So sometimes mm-hmm. that, you know, you have a Mars-Jupiter conjunction and he has a Venus-Mars conjunction in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto is going to be going back and forth and squaring his Mars this year. So he's kind of dealing with that.
Ooh,
but
that's big.
Yes, big. But it's already finished his Venus. So he's kind of like found his new priorities this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when your moons are conjunct, sometimes it can feel a little too brother and sistery. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
there's enough tension between the rest of their charts, and there is between your two charts, that sibling-like quality, that good friends, because it's in your 10th house, heading into your 11th, that good friendship works.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mark,
cool.
Do you see anything that you want to share here?
So far, I'm having trouble pulling up this chart. So,
okay. Take your time.
Good, Mark.
I'll come back. Come, just jump on in if you have something you want to add.
Now,
okay. I've noticed
Do you see
that,
anything personality-wise, Heather, or like anything
what?
That stands out to you?
Well, I also see your Venus, your sun conjunct his south node. And so, you know, he's got that super, you know, sun in Taurus, moon in Libra can be some of the most romantic people. Sun in Taurus, moon in Libra with a Gemini rising. He could be a bit of a player. So you just kind of got to find out what he means by things. That
yeah.
sun conjunct. Your sun conjunct his south node can be so lovely and good connection between the two of you and a feeling like you've known each other before. So you just
mm-hmm.
kind of want to define your terms as you go along and make sure that you both mean what you say and do what you say you're going to do. There's a lot of echoes between your charts. I think you'll understand each other. It looks
That's
like
cool.
we're out of time.
Very nice. Thank
so
you.
We're out of time. You have
oh,
a
and
lovely
Heather, by
time
the way, you
exploring
said something
it.
Really profound about pain. I was like, whoa, my jaw was on the floor with the previous caller. It was amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I just pulled up the chart. Keep in mind that you have a tendency to be all or none on relationships, too. So try to
you know,
bring
okay.
some lightness into it.
I'll try.
Wonderful. Bye. This is Heather signing off from Ronan, Montana. Heather Rowan Robbins and Mark.
Mark Waltz signing off from New York City.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in.
Take care.